Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We're live from the Sutherland Studios here on this Friday edition. Love Fridays. We always have high school basketball, typically gearing up for JUCO Bowl as well. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Ephraim at Snow College, 3 p.m. tip-off. The USU Eastern men will take on the Badgers' big, big game. The series is tied 1-1, and these are two teams competing for one of the final two spots in the conference tournament. USU Eastern right now on the outside looking in, trailing Snow College by a game. They can make the leap from 5-3 with this win tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about last night's win, 81-39 over Colorado. We'll do all that with Coach Bill Evans, who's joining us over the phone right now. Coach, pleasure as always. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure. Happy to do it.
I know last night, Coach, a big game, big conference game. From this point on, they're all big. But the guys go on the road and top Colorado last night, 81-39. Pretty solid performance defensively. You hold Colorado to 17 first-half points, and it was almost as if the second half was a formality.
Yeah, but I'm proud of my guys. You know, like we talked before, that, you know, sometimes you take things for granted or you play down sometimes. I think Coach Cruikshank's doing a really good job at CNCC. He's left a pretty tough hand, and his guys are still really united and trying hard, and that's a credit to those guys and Coach Cruikshank. But yeah, we did. I think we played two pretty consistent halves, I think our defensive level of intensity was good, and everybody got a chance to go in the game and play and play pretty substantial minutes. And you know, we have some guys on our team that deserve to play. You know, they work really, really hard in practice and make us better every day. So I was happy that we played well enough that everybody could get an opportunity to play and contribute.
Coach, in this game, I mean, a number of guys accumulate quite a few steals. Kevin finishes with 5. Tarion had 4 in this game. I think Voorhees had 4. Malek had 3. I mean, you guys had 20 total steals for the game. Without actually being able to see this game and just looking at box scores and talking to some who did watch it, how much of the transition game were you guys able to implement off of these turnovers and kind of run this up, shooting 50% from the field?
You know, one of the things that we're doing and trying to do in practice is when we do some transition drills in practice, we've got to do a better job of when we turn people over and we get steals, we got to be able to convert at the other end. And sometimes we're not great at that. So we're working to get better at that. I think we were a little bit better last night, but I don't know how many turnovers, because I don't have stats. I'm glad you do. How many times did they turn the ball over last night?
Well, this is where it gets a little bit odd. The turnovers they have listed at 13, but they have 20 steals for the game. So if I'm going to combine the two, I'm going to say 33 turnovers.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a lot of turnovers, and we need to do a better job of converting those relatively easy baskets into baskets, because sometimes we're not as good at that as we need to be.
You guys did shoot the ball well, Coach, 50% from the field. Maybe not the clip that we would like from the three-point line, but you and I have talked about shooting from the perimeter. Jack did come in. He knocks down 3 3-point shots, finishes with 19 points. So there's no way you'd be upset with a 50% clip from the field, right? I mean, if you shoot 50%, you're going to put yourself in a position to win some games.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I look at the game last night between Snow and CSI, if you don't mind my mentioning this.
Yes, yeah.
Snow got shot about 43 or 4% from the floor, and CSI shot 55. They shot 65% from three, and it was a 5-point game. Snow really played well, and the difference I think has to be in the number of shots that Snow got in comparison to the number of shots that CSI got. Snow got 15 more shots than CSI did, but CSI was phenomenal offensively, and Snow played the best team in the country to a 5-point game, played really, really well. You know, their shooting percentages weren't as high as CSI, but again, they got 15 more shots. So Snow's a good team, you know, coach has got them playing well, and they mix their defenses up and keep you off balance.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Bill Evans of the USU Eastern Men's Basketball Squad. Coach, we'll talk about Snow. That's what's up next tomorrow in Ephraim. This is a team we just saw about a week ago. I know the scheduling's a little bit weird, so there's not a big gap in between these games. One of the things that stands out to me about this Snow team, they have balance offensively. They have a number of guys that can score the basketball. It's not as if we can sit here and talk about one or two. I mean, they work balance, one through eight or nine guys.
Right. I guess that's one of the things that scares a coach. You know, one night it's Vincenzen, the next night it's Franson, the next night it's number zero. You know, the Wiley kid is back, and I think he's a really good player. You know, Gabe Savage is a very, very capable shooter. You know, they got the Potter kid playing all the time now. So that's one of the things, and the Jones kid could really shoot it. That's one of the things that really scare me about Snow is, well, if we stop this guy, who else is going to step up? And against us the first time, the Christensen kid made three threes. You know, he had two last night, but that's not his strength. Usually is shooting the ball from the arc, but so he did that against us the first, you know, the first game, and that really hurt us. So that scares me. If you said, who do you have to really guard? I'd say Vincenzen, Potter, Franson, and number zero, Stevens, I would think. Now, the Wiley kid hasn't played very much because he's had some problems at home with deaths in the family. He's a really good player, too, so Snow is a scary team, and I think they proved that last night against CSI, who's the number one team in the country.
Yeah, and this game has so much importance to a coach based off of the conference standings, and I know every time you and I talk, we're talking about those final two conference tournament spots, and it seems like there's a legit three teams fighting for those two spots. This game tomorrow will dictate the tiebreaker, and the way things are really going to win a season series against Snow, I mean, that could be a de facto late.
Oh, I think so. I think there's two teams basically that are fighting for two spots, and you know, we're 1-1 against Snow and 1-1 against CSN, and the team that wins those games will probably end up in the, well, I would say they will end up in the tournament. The bad thing about it is we've got to go on the road for both of them, so that makes it even more of a challenge.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. When you look at the schedule, the beginning of February had me a little bit uneasy, Coach, based off the fact that we have three consecutive road games to start this month, and five out of the first six are on the road. I mean, that's a difficult stretch when you're in one of those heated battles for a tournament spot.
Yeah, no question, for sure. You know, we have three home games remaining, and we have seven games remaining, so four of them will be on the road. And all four of the teams are, you know, last time we played Snow, not the last time, time before that, they were ranked 19th in the country. And then we had CSI and Salt Lake before then. So we still have four really good teams. And then we have, you know, two other teams that are still trying to figure it out a little bit, still fighting, maybe a little bit undermanned. And again, I say that respectfully. I would never want to sound boastful or disrespectful of them, but you know, they're fighting to try to figure some things out, and the other four teams, have, excluding us, have done a good job all year in competing, and so they'll be very, very difficult games in CSI, you know, Salt Lake and CSN, and then of course our the most important game we play is the Snow game, because that's the next game we play.
Yeah, Coach, I've been doing this now with USU Eastern basketball for 13 years, and so I got to go back and really think. It seems like Ephraim is a very difficult place to get a win. You've been here 3 years. I mean, would you echo that sentiment? And if so, why is that place so hard for us to have success?
We have good players. That's one thing. You know, that's always a thing. There's going on the road and playing is a difficult thing anyway, but when they have good players, that makes it more difficult. How does that sound?
Yeah. During your coaching tenure, have you gone to places where it was hard to play in specific gyms, or is it all just barreled out of the fact that, yeah, they got good players. That's what it is. They're good.
Yep. Right. No, it's a pretty easy formula. I tell my guys often that, well, this is out of my hands now, and now it's all in your hands. I told you what I think we need to do to win, and now it's your job to go out and get that done. Because players, coaches is certainly a factor, but you win games because you have players. Players win games. I'm not going to make one single basket tomorrow. I'm not going to dive on the floor after one loose ball. I'm not going to make one free throw or miss one free throw. Now it's up to my guys. So after today, we're going to practice here in about 15 or 20 minutes, and then, as they say, the hay's in the barn, and we'll see how we take what we've learned and apply it to our job against Snow. You know, I spend lots of times watching film. You know, I watched last night till 2. I was up this morning at 8:15 watching film. Now, I'm going to give them some suggestions, but it's their job to take what I know, or what I think I know anyway, and then for them to apply it to the game. You can beg guys all you want. If they're not going to do what they're supposed to do, it doesn't matter how much I know. I don't need to know. They're the ones that need to know.
Yeah, yeah. Every piece of literature written by John Wooden, I try to get my hands on and read, Coach, and I think he had the greatest quote of all time, 90% of the time, team of the best players wins, right?
Right. Yeah, usually so.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I am absolutely looking forward to this one tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. Early tip-off, 3 p.m., big, big game. We'll decide the season series. I appreciate you taking out the time to kind of set the stage for tomorrow. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure. Call anytime.
That's Coach Bill Evans again of the USU Eastern men's basketball team as we set the stage for tomorrow. Huge contest with the Snow College Badgers. Live coverage will begin right here on KOAL at 2:30 p.m. Tip-off will follow at 3. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we'll talk football. Senior Bowl is coming up tomorrow. The final chance before the combine for potential prospects to bolster their stock. What were some of the big storylines at the Senior Bowl? Our college football insider, Antoine Staley, was there. We're going to talk about some of those headlines. We'll talk about the quarterback situation going into the draft and what should or will the Chicago Bears do if they stay at number one. That's the talk coming up when we return. It's Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Sutherland Studios.